VWA, KP4CVA. Headed back to the house. And, just burning some of this cheap gasoline.
Go there.
Ha ha. Well, Lordy. You know, it's just money.
You're a white entitled guy, so you got plenty.
Yep. I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth. Oh, yeah.
Got my wife's Cadillac SRX, and let me tell you what, it had almost a quarter of a tank of gas in it, and it still cost me $74, $75 to fill it up. That's insane.
Who would have ever thunk it, I tell you. Well, does that car have the heads-up display? I worked for John Finger. I drove a used one. They had a, it wasn't actually, it was like, it was one that, what's his name, Snyder, used to consign to John, and they would sell it for him, you know, and I guess they got a little cut out of it or something. Anyway, and so I got to do a used car inspection on it, and I took it out. We had to take it out on 85, and that thing was really neat, and it even had the feature of where you know, you put the cruise on, and if you're too close to a car, it'll slow the car down. And I hit the cruise and it started slowing down. I thought, what's wrong with this car?
It had lane departure and all that kind of stuff, and it probably had the indicator when it would pop up in your rearview mirror when you could not change lanes and when you could. Stuff, and it doesn't have the HUD, though.
I've never been a real big Cadillac fan, and so, well, you know, but I really like this car. And it was black, and, you know, it drove nice and everything. And I don't know what all the bells and whistles were on it. I didn't really explore all that. I was just doing my job. I guess that would be, that would be a part of the checkout process. So I guess it didn't have all that stuff, because I would have wanted to, you know, make sure it worked.
Well, I tell you what, that thing of hers has got everything that we need, I tell you. And on top of all that thing will fly.
Well, you know, Cadillac's always been known to have a big engine, and, you know, since they've been making them, and that's just one of their things that they're known for, have been known for down through the years, and now they've got a fully electric one you can order.
Looks like you need to go ahead and go out there and get your wife one.
I mean, you know, if she wants one, heck, we'll go out and get her one. Right now, she ain't going nowhere, though. Except in a wheelchair.
See how she's doing.
Doing good. In fact, she goes back, I think she goes back Tuesday. So, if I'm not mistaken, it's this Tuesday. It might be next week. The next week, but anyway, and she'll get her cast off and she'll start her PT, but, Nashville. He's been in and out, in and out. I think this is the third or fourth time. And he's developed dementia, and he's having some, well, let's just say he's having some old man problems. And they just can't get him straightened out.
That's one of those you just got to hang in there and love them.
Yeah, I've always looked up to him. He's a musician, and his wife is too. And he taught a voice down at Broward Community College for in Fort Lauderdale for I guess over 30 years, and she taught some classes down there at the same college, but then when they retired, they moved up to Asheville, to the mountains. So anyway, but I've always looked up to him, and he's my dad's younger brother. So he's always been real encouraging to me.
That's a shame. But you know, every one of us is going to take an exit out of here one way or another someday. So I hope mine just goes in a flash, not the long, hard way out.
I mean, well, you know, my dad, he, I probably told you this, but they were having him take a shower, and he sat down on the side of the bed, and he said, "I'm going to lay down and just catch my breath." And he just laid down and quit breathing, and that was it. So, that's the way to go.
Yep. How old was he?
One.
Well, he had a good long run, didn't he?
Yeah, born in 27, and he died, May 14th. This past May 14th was 3 years ago, so what would that make it? 2019 is when he passed away. So, but anyway, well, I'm sitting in the garage, so I got the pony in the barn. And I guess I'll feed her some oats and go in the house and see how the wife is doing.
Good enough. Well, you have a nice afternoon. Try to stay cool. Talk to you later. K4, VDBA, clear, bud.
You have a good one, Steve. Always good to talk to you. Take care. K4, VWA, KB4, CBA, clear.